Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I just saw Crowley and Nicholas Callis, a.k.a. Harry Callis, leaving the building and told them that this show sucks. Limits.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Why is that?
No, I think it's been great today.
I do too. Great stories from Matt Cook.
Yeah.
Hokie always raises us up another level.
Yes, and Bob's Mannequin over there is having a great show today. Would you agree?
He never has a bad day.
Never does, whether he's here or whether it's his mannequin. I actually think the show's been really enjoyable lately, myself. I don't know. Am I the only one? I might be.
No, I do too. We've been having a lot of fun, and we've had very good feedback as well. So it's been great.
From who? The bosses or people outside of the building?
All the above.
Yeah, good.
I hear a lot of good things when I talk to people out and about the show.
I'm glad to hear that. Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. All right, Hokie, let's talk about the big topic, or one of them this week, Pat Freiermuth, and why he's not in the offense. Tomlin the other day was explaining how, you know, if you're going against these 4-3 teams, you can't have, you better have a big, huge tight end, Mount Washington, blocking them. So naturally, somebody followed up by saying, you know, what is that why Freiermuth isn't playing, in so many words? And Tomlin didn't want to go there. But the fact of the matter is, he's playing less than he ever has, and he's seeing the ball less than he ever has. What's going on here?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, they have a loaded tight end room, right? They have Freiermuth, they have Jonnu Smith, they have Darnell Washington, they have Connor Hayward, and so they have four guys. And Aaron Rodgers has been very vocal about this. Probably the deepest and the most talented tight end room that he's ever been around. And so you look at it right now, you have a lot of good players. They brought Jonnu Smith in. He fits that mold of what Arthur Smith wants to do. I know he doesn't have a ton of stats, a ton of catches, but he's kind of like that guy at tight end. He's a gadget guy. You can put him all different places, and maybe is a little more athletic and can do more of what Arthur Smith wants to do at the tight end spot. So that kind of gives him the edge there against Freiermuth. And then the blocking, Freiermuth's not a bad blocker, but he's not the kind of blocker that Darnell Washington is. So now when they go to this heavy jumbo-like offensive line with Spencer Anderson, you know, he loses out to Darnell Washington. So he's not the number one guy at the receiving spot. He's not the number one guy at the blocking spot. So it puts him in a really interesting position.
Yeah, man, it sure does. Would you like – do you think that Mount Washington – is playing the right amount and maybe even more? Like, he has taken a bigger role in this offense, and he's a mountain of a man as a blocker. Would you like to see him become even more involved in the pass game? What do you think of him?
Well, I think at least in situational football situations, there's no question about it. I think Freiermuth, listen, if they can get some blocking and they let Freiermuth get down the seam, I mean, Freiermuth has been proven to be a reliable receiver. He did have that big drop, if you remember, a few weeks back, where Rodgers had one of the best throws he's ever had on the run.
Yeah.
And that could have put him, I mean, that could, I'm not implying I don't know anything, but that could have put him in a position where, like, hey, listen, you know, you got to make that play, right? The ball's right in your hands. And so, you know, is he making the plays when they come to him? But I think Darnell Washington, you asked me about him. I think that he's a guy that they want to get him more involved. I remember talking in week one, week two, hey, where's Washington? We're not seeing a lot of him. He didn't play a lot in week one, played a little more in week two, but didn't really do much. And so I think they're just trying to find a way to get all of these guys involved. And it's tough. There's a lot of talented eligibles for the Steelers.
Hokie, what'd you think of the old tush-push with Connor Hayward? Why not go back to that with the game on the line late? Tomlin goes for it from, you know, on fourth and two or three, and they get stopped. And then with the game on the line, it's fourth and one, and he doesn't go for it and punts from the other team's territory. What did you think of the tush-push, and would you go back to it? Would you have gone back to it?
I think you do, right? As long as it's manageable, right? You don't want to go fourth and three like the Eagles have done in the past. Plus, refs now are really focusing on, I think what was, and it took a while for everybody to catch on, why it's been so successful with the Eagles is because those guards are firing off the ball before the ball snapped. And they're able to get that advantage and get that leverage, which really helped the Eagles. That's going to be pulled back a little bit. It's going to be interesting to see in the forthcoming weeks, is that going to limit the success of that? But you look at right now, the Steelers, I think it's funny the way it happened because Aaron Rodgers was sitting back. Remember that, Starkey?
Yeah.
He was sitting back watching and just not even, you know, you knew it was coming and it was successful. Let's see if they do it a couple more times and see if it keeps working. But it's been a successful play throughout the NFL.
Yeah, man, I liked it. Just, I say get with the times. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, the guy who plays your old position, I thought had the best game of his Steelers career. I mean, he was a monster, and that is Keanu Benton. Did he take a giant step forward, and why, if he did?
But, you know, like I said earlier, I think he did. I think, you know, see if he can keep doing it, can be consistent, right? I mean, he played great technique. He was able to, you know, be able to really manage his play. We're playing good technique, taking some chances every once in a while. And when he plays good technique, he can play good football and be a contributor to this defense. And that's why you saw him last week. And then he's always been in a good pass rusher. So mixing that up will allow him to have more production with the Steelers.
Limits, would you like to jump in with a question?
I would love to. Jalen Ramsey's impact, Hokie, what do you think it's been? And what are the Steelers missing if he does indeed miss Sunday's matchup?
Well, I just think he's brought a lot of the intangibles too, right? I think his demeanor, his nastiness on the field, he plays edgy, and I that rubs off on other guys. And so that's what the Steelers need. I think that's what they've lacked over the last couple of years, maybe some of that nastiness, kind of that villain-like mentality, and he brings that. And so I think that's one of the big things he brings to the Steelers' defense, that they you know, hopefully they won't miss out on that because he brings that attitude to that huddle. I think also, I mean, this in his company, and listen, we've been on here, Starkey. We've talked about this, guys. He's given up some big plays in the first month of the season. That's just the fact. I mean, he's given up some touchdown passes. He's given up some third down conversions. And so he's got to tighten up his game too and play a ball, you know, maybe step it up after when he comes back from his injury. But I think in terms of the intangibles and what he does in terms of the mentality of this defense, that's what he brings most.
Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I already mentioned that Hokie is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. All right, Hokie, do you agree with, I think, all three of us on this show? Four of us. Pomp's Mannequin, me, and Limits all said that if the Steelers don't win the AFC North, it's a failure at this point. My God, the division's falling apart. They have to win it. Do you agree?
I totally agree. Listen, they got to stay healthy, right? The reason why the Ravens, the reason why the Bengals are floundering while they are crumbling is because of injuries. So the Steelers have to stay healthy in key critical positions. The quarterback position, look at Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, both out. If they lose Aaron Rodgers, I have a lot more confidence in Mason Rudolph. As you know, I've been a guy in his corner since he's been here. I have a lot more confidence in Mason Rudolph going in there and carrying this team than I do in, you know, and then in the other teams, right, with Browning and then you got, what's his name over there in Baltimore, the backup quarterback?
Cooper Rush.
He's playing there. Cooper Rush, there you go.
He stinks.
It tells you all that he's done, right, because I can remember his name, but which is nothing. So the reality is that I do believe that Mason could take that role and lead, but if you've got to stay healthy. It's all about the health. The Ravens have been just destroyed with injuries, and the Bengals without Joe Burrow are just nothing. And so that to me is key. I think the Steelers, if they can do that, I think they can run away with this division. I really do feel they can do that.
Hokie, you've made no secret over the years over your distaste for Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, all things Patriots, their cheating, things like that from your time going against them. Are you absolutely reveling in Bill Belichick's disastrous season at North Carolina? Are you liking this? Are you enjoying it?
Can I be honest with you? I feel bad for him.
Wow.
I just do. I think that, you know, this guy, listen, even though I think that some of the games that he's won, he has some extra film, he has some extra tactics on the side to win these games, but the guy's the most decorated coach in NFL history, and he's hurting his legacy. I think he's hurting his, you know, this the aura, the who Bill Belichick is, and going to North Carolina. I just read the other day that they had some kind of series, some speaking series, or some kind of thing he was going to do with North Carolina. They canceled that because of the horrible start. So I think just this image of Bill Belichick is cracking, and it's sad to see because North Carolina, it's not a football school, and they're struggling.
Limits, I'm surprised to hear that, and I'm enjoying Bill Belichick's demise.
Me too. I think it's been great.
I think he's going to survive, Hokie. He's got tens of millions of dollars and all kinds of other things.
No, but I'm talking about just how he's remembered, right? I mean, listen, he's going to be remembered. In my mind, he's going to be remembered for Spygate. But the reality is, I mean, by most people, he's remembered for the success he had in New England, for all the Super Bowls he had and all the things that he achieved. And now a lot of this generation now are going to remember for what? How terrible he was in North Carolina. Hopefully he can get turned around, but it just, you know, history is going to, it's going to be tough on him for the final years of his career, with his final years in New England and then here in North Carolina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meanwhile, back to the AFC North. The other three teams are on a combined 8-game losing streak. And I don't see an end in sight necessarily. But I wanted to ask you, Hokie, right about the quarter point in the NFL right now. Who's the best team in the AFC and who's the best team in the NFL at large? In my humble opinion, in the AFC, I actually think it's the Denver Broncos. You can go ahead and laugh. And in the NFC, I think and the league as a whole, I think it's Detroit. How about you?
Oh, I think Detroit. You have to go Detroit in the NFL at large. I mean, NFL, I just love the way they play. They're physical. They're nasty. They play with an edge just like their coach. So I agree with you with the Lions. But I'm looking in the AFC right now. I mean, there's it's loaded. Let's be honest, man. The AFC is loaded. And when you're looking at who I think the best team is, I know they lost to the Patriots. I know that, you know, Patriots, and you saw Drake May coming of age. I think you still got to go with the Buffalo Bills. I really do. I know that, they lost, but with Jared Allen, not Jared Allen.
Jared Allen for the Cavaliers. Josh Allen, I hear you. Their defense stinks, Oki. The Bills' defense stinks.
I'm telling you, though, man, it's kind of like, remember when the Colts were really good with Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
And their defense wasn't great. They had a couple of good players, but they weren't great on defense.
Yeah,
they had
hear
Blake
that.
Greeny, and they outscore people. And then when you have Josh Allen, they can outscore people. You can never relax. You can be up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You have to keep coming because these guys can score quickly and efficiently in that fourth quarter. They could take over a game.
I'll tell you this much. The AFC is blown wide open. There's no great team. He's a great quarterback. I know that. But I think it's blown open to the point where the Steelers, if they take care of business here, could find themselves in the AFC championship game. Pomp predicted it before the season, Hokie. I don't think it's out of the realm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would love to see. I know Pittsburgh would love to see that, but they have a tough stretch here, right? I mean, if it comes down to this, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is playing really, really well. I think he's playing much more better than people anticipated, but they've got to keep him clean. And I worry about his health for the next, right? We're only four games in, right? We got 13 more games. I'm worried about his health. Can they keep him upright? Can they protect him? Because when he holds on to that ball, he gets hit, Joe. And so if they can keep him healthy, I think they got a chance to get to that AFC championship game. I think we're getting out in front of ourselves a little bit.
Well, you like Mason too. You like Mason as a backup. And believe me, I think a lot of other teams would like Mason as a backup, like every other team in the AFC North.
Yeah, and I don't think the Steelers would have gotten rid of him like the Browns got rid of Joe Flacco. I think that they're going to hold on to him because you're right, because the chances of Aaron getting hurt the way he gets hit is high. But I do think that. But I think that at the end of the day, let's let this thing unfold because I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
All right. If it's Aaron Rodgers, again, so many things involved there. If he's healthy, whatever. If he's there healthy, I'll say yes. They'll win one playoff game, maybe two. If he's healthy and they're going on, in fact, I'll say that. They're going to win two playoff games.
That's Pomp before the season, Hokie. He's on the record.
He's on the record. And listen, I think there's a chance, man. Listen, again, health. And throughout the roster, right, at key positions. I think if you lose DK Metcalf, I mean, I know he didn't have a great start the first few weeks, but last week explosive against the Vikings, or 2 weeks ago in the game in Dublin, he's a game changer. He's a guy that you need to have on that field. He gets hurt. So I think the Steelers have lost guys, but I don't think they've lost guys yet that are key to, you know, that could really hurt their team like you see in Baltimore, like you've seen in Cincinnati.
Well, let's do our predictions for the AFC and NFC title games in the Super Bowl right now, now that we're in the mood limits, shall we? Who do you have? Go ahead. You go first.
Glad that I had a second to think about this.
I'll go first.
Go right ahead.
Denver against Buffalo in the AFC title game. The Bills will come to Pittsburgh in the playoffs. That's another hot take. And then Detroit and Philly in the NFC title game in a massive tilt. And then Philly and Denver in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to take, Detroit and Denver in the Super Bowl, and Detroit wins it. I've changed. I had the Ravens. I'm allowed to change when a team falls apart like this.
I'm going
to
keep my Super Bowl the same. I'm going to go currently with the Lions against the Bucks in the NFC Championship game. The Lions go to the Super Bowl, and in the AFC, I have the Buffalo Bills against the Chargers, and I think the Bills go to the Super Bowl, and the Lions will win.
Holy ostrich milk.
No, I have the Bills actually winning. What am I saying? I had the Bills at the beginning of the year.
How about you, Hokie?
I have a hard time not rooting for guys like Dan Campbell and guys like Mike Vrabel, right? I like rooting for those guys. You watch them. They're just the way they coach, the way they relate to their players. And so I agree. I think in the Super Bowl, I think the Lions and I right now it looks like the Bills. And I think the Lions will take it away. I think we're all united on that and aligned because they are playing football the way it needs to be played and should play on both sides of the ball. And they win at the line of scrimmage, brother. That's where you got to win games. And that's and the Steelers can shore up the defensive line. Go back to the Steelers. If the offensive line can get shored up and the defensive line can keep coming on with these young players, Keanu Benton can continue to improve and grow in the way he played last week in technique. They played better at the line of scrimmage at the point of attack on both sides. That will be huge for them down the stretch.
Why do you hate the Broncos so?
I don't hate the Broncos. I just, you know, I think that Bo Nix, you know, he's coming on. I'll tell you, the team is going to be tough, too. I know I don't hate the Broncos. I think the Patriots.
So do I.
Big step forward last week on Sunday Night Football.
So do I.
I really do. I think Drake May, you watch that game, and I don't care what you say, the Bills defense stinks. That sucker was putting the ball on the money.
Oh, my God, was he ever.
And he was when he was rolling out to his right, those throws on the sideline, the throws down the field. I think we watched a guy, really a star being born on Sunday Night Football last week.
Me too. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Sunny today with a high of Ben McGee, right?
Yeah, Ben
at
McGee.
At 60. And a low of Myron Bell at 40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable.
Myron Bell.
For affordable Holy legal smoke. Solutions. All right, Hokie, we need a prediction. Score and the MVP.
I think the score is going to be, Steelers are going to win it. It's going to be much tougher. I always think that. I think these division games against the Browns, it's going to be tough. I think it's a matchup game. I believe the Browns match up well against the Steelers, in my opinion, especially defensively against the Steelers offense. And so I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I think the Steelers are going to win 20-19. And the only reason why they're going to win is because the Steelers have an incredible record when they score 20 or more points.
Thank you, Hokie. You're one of the seven nicest men who have ever walked the earth.
All right. Well, that's a huge compliment, brother. I appreciate that.
Maybe eight, if you include Jerry DePaula.
I'll be back in studio next week, brother. It's game day. Next Thursday, it's game day.
I'm going to see you before that. I'm coming to your house on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday for a workout with Limits doing video.
Yeah, just do it. I'm ready. We'll talk off air.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, brother. Hey, see you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.